When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is I Keep Forgetting, right? So that's what Regulate was off of. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Hour number two. You're also listening to us on Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. You're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network, all brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. All right, Mr. Bickle, let's hit the skins. And that is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right? Well, grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple of interesting developments. First of all, this is kind of wild. The Commanders yesterday had both kickers miss practice for the same reason, Jason. You know what that was?
I do not.
Both kickers just got married. Both kickers expecting their first child yesterday.
Wow.
So that was Greg Joseph and Zane Gonzalez. I believe both expecting sons. So also very interesting, the Commanders opened the practice window for John Allen. And he was a limited participant, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
In practice yesterday.
He's going to definitely, if they make the playoffs, he'll definitely play in the playoffs.
Yeah, so.
If not sooner.
Here's Dan Quinn talking about John Allen coming back.
Well, first, I think it's like a remarkable part of the rehab, John, for him to go through it. There's a lengthy protocol in the return to make sure, you know, we don't miss a step along the way. For us, you've heard us say, protecting the team, that's the player too. So we did that with Marshawn. And he's really worked hard, you know, to get ready into this space. So we'll just kind of take it practice as we're going. But he'll be back, you know, in with the team today and going through it.
Yes, so they say, according to Hogs Haven, that he was out there. They opened their 21-day window where he has an opportunity to return from injury reserve. He was doing drills with the team. And according to Scott Jennings, who wrote this, didn't look like the pec injury was bothering him. Mm. So that's good news. Let me see. Sam Cosby, though, it looks like Biadasz may have passed on his little illness to Sam Cosby since he missed practice.
What was it, just a flu? Or
just an illness, yeah, whatever. Zach Ertz is still kind of out, but I think Jeremy Chinn was on the side doing some work, which makes sense because we heard that Ertz maybe had a little bit more of a severe reaction to his hit. Uh-huh. He might be a little bit more behind, but that's great news for Jeremy Chinn on a Wednesday to be outside doing limited work on the side. He's progressing towards, I would say, looks like he'll be available on Sunday.
And
that'd be my best guess.
And they need him.
I think so.
Just for depth. But, you know, I was told yesterday that that Ertz and Chinn are probably good to go.
Oh, even Ertz, too. That's good.
That's what I was told yesterday.
Well, so I guess he didn't participate yesterday. He's still listed with concussion, but they also give him rest because Wednesday's typically a rest day for him.
Yeah.
So I guess today will be a big indicator for Ertz.
I think you'll hear more on him today and tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
But Chinn looks like he'll be ready.
Let me see. So just when
you hold on, getting back to the kicker situation, Gonzalez still hurt, correct?
I believe so.
So Joseph is still the number one.
I think so. Okay. I mean, that could change, Jason, but I think that's the current situation. Let me see some other guys like Frankie Louvu, but he took a rest day. Luke McCaffrey was limited. He's got a shoulder that I guess he's nursing. Terry took a rest day. Deron Payne, actually, Terry was limited also. Deron Payne limited. They say he's got a back injury. Dante Fowler Jr., good news. He was a full participant. Mm-hmm. He's got a groin that he's nursing. So the guys are nicked up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's week 15.
As we get into 16. The winding down of the season here.
Everybody's banged up.
When I look at the Eagles, they had a bunch of guys that did not participate. A bunch of big-name guys. I mean, Saquon, they gave him a rest day. A.J. Brown got a rest day. Devontae Smith got a rest day. So, you know, listen, I want to beat them with their guys. I don't want to beat the Eagles with a bunch of backups, so I hope that they're all there.
You know, you want to beat them either way.
I want to beat them with their full strength.
So they're not going to have backups. Those guys are all going to play.
Those guys, I think they're all going to play. Yeah. I mean, I think they essentially took rest days.
It's a rest day.
Jalen Hurts has got a finger issue that he's dealing with, but it's on his non-throwing hand.
It's a broken finger, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been dealing with that for a few weeks.
Real quick, let's go to Mike in Fairfax. It is a Thirsty Thursday, according to Lurch.
Yes. Happy Thirsty Thursday, Mike.
Used to be Open Line Thursday, but now we're calling
it Thursday. But no one would call an Open Line Thursday, so we're changing the name.
Yeah, you just call in and you can just drink. Yeah. Mike, what's up, buddy? Mike, I thought I pressed him. Hold on, sorry, my bad. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
I'm good. Hey, Lurch, I owe you a big thank you, man.
What's up?
2 years ago, you changed my life.
Why?
What did he do?
A little promo with therapy. Mm-hmm. Thinking about it, and this is no joke. But tomorrow, everybody should come out. Rom can't be there.
Right. Right.
Are you going to be there?
Are you going to come?
I'm going to be there.
Okay. All right, so hold on. So you're saying when Jason started doing his little promos for the therapy,
BetterHelp,
it spurred you on to go and get some help.
Yeah, I had a big medical diagnosis about 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
That changed my life forever.
Did you knock it out? Are you okay?
I'm okay. Every day is a better day.
Right. Okay. Dude, right. You sound like you're broken up. Are you okay?
I am. Pickle, you know who I am. I'm not really Mike. I'll tell you that.
Are you the guy that plays cards?
I'm OMG Eric Pickle.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything to me. Do you know who that is? Do you know who it is, Drabby?
No, but I just
I have an idea that on there. No. All right, but you're doing better.
Yeah, Pickle, you're cool. As long as you don't get my real name, you're cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. We'll come out tomorrow. And I don't know what you're dealing with, though.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're dealing with.
This is the kind of bundle of joy we want at the holiday party.
No offense, you're a bit of a buzzkill.
I'm gonna be fun tomorrow.
You promise?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got down for a second. No need to get down. Tomorrow's gonna be a great time, guys.
Are things looking? Let me ask you. Come on, we got to end this on a better note. Are things looking up?
Oh, things are looking up every day. Every day is a better day.
All right, good.
Everything's great.
All right, okay, good.
And there's no Rom tomorrow?
Then that's perfect.
Better.
Okay,
yeah, all right, thank you. He's not going to be there.
All right, I didn't think... All right, sorry. I know exactly who that is.
I don't... Have I ever met him?
I'm sure you have.
I think I know who it is, though.
Yeah. All right. I don't know, he just threw me there.
It sounded like he was going to break down.
I know. He was dealing with stuff.
We let's keep him to the side so it doesn't ruin the party.
Keep him away from us, okay?
I don't know who he is.
I'm kidding. He's a good guy. All right, let's go to Greg.
He's the guy that gets the has the aux cord at the party and then puts on all the slow songs.
Greg. The party pooper. Greg, what's up, pal?
Hey, good morning. Pura vida from Costa Rica, amigos.
Wow. Are you just vacationing there, or do you live there?
I live there. I live here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Do you live like a big silly?
Several different times. I came down in 2013, and sat there until about 2017, went back, worked on some projects. I am in sales, but have some pretty special IT skills, so I present.
Oh,
so it makes it nice. I can work from here and enjoy the what they call the Puta Vida, the pure life lifestyle.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
I do a very good job of it.
Do you live like a king there?
I really enjoy your guys' show. I'm a first-time caller, but I've listened to you forever. Anyway.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Do you live like a king there?
You know, it can be anything you want it to be. I learned the first trip down here in 2001. You know what? You kind of make up the host of the trip. These guys from Atlanta and this big eco lodge back in the rainforest. Said, you know what? You make up the rules as you go along. Just don't be stupid. If you follow those wise words from a guy named Mike Michael, I love his name. Anyway, you'll have no problems down here. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Today's
it's
weirdo
not like
day.
Any place else in the West.
Weirdo just, Thursday.
I got some ayahuasca.
All right, so Greg, what's up? Right, Why did you call, Greg?
Well, first off, I'm diehard bleed burgundy gold since I was about 5. Grew up in Richmond, but our family moved out to the Midwest. Anyway, I was finding of great interest you guys talking about the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
I just want to give you a quick backstory on this definitively.
Uh-huh.
Tom Johnson, the lead singer, developed some very serious health issues. And after 5 albums, okay, one of the original Steely Dan members that was now a Doobie Brother, Jeff Skunk Baxter, pretty amazing guitarist, composer, blah, 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 recruited Michael McDonald into the Doobie Brothers.
So he was an official
album,
member.
Which I would highly recommend.
Hold on.
With him that has his stampings all over it.
He can't hear you.
Why can't he hear me?
I don't know, maybe it's just Costa Rica thing.
Because Greg might be a Doobie Brother.
Yeah. It just talks and talks. I want to have an interactive conversation, and it can't.
I don't think he can hear you when you were trying to cut him off.
Why not?
I don't know.
Just listen to the phone. It's a normal conversation.
Just the connection.
You just want him to talk forever?
Just the connection.
Want to have an interaction.
It's not a great connection.
Yeah, hey, Pura Vida.
You're giving him more credit, I think, than
I don't think he can hear you when you say, hey, Mike, or whatever his name is.
Why not?
There was no delay on hold when I was talking.
Yeah, I mean, he's got...
There's
got
to be a reason.
There's an earpiece and a mouthpiece. They're both connected to the same thing.
Saying, it just seems like...
If they're talking and you hear something in the ear part, I think it's just his brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? Love you guys.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
People talk about the Commanders, if they can make the playoffs or not, or keep the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility. They can win the division. Who's to say they can't go 11-5 and the Eagles don't have one of their classic collapses? I could see them getting upset by the Cowboys.
Do you know who the Eagles play in Week 18?
That'd be us.
We play the Cowboys at the end.
Week 18, the last game of the year, is the Giants. They ain't losing to the Giants if it comes down to the division. I'm sorry.
Well, anything could happen. They could get beat up. You never know. I just have a different feeling about Jaden, that he can win any game possible. The NFC's pretty average, and if they catch that lightning in the bottle here at the end, you got John Allen coming back.
You're all pumped up.
All right, I like it.
You are pumped up, Matty.
I agree with part of that sentiment. I agree with part of that sentiment. Yeah.
Is that worth some Hail to the Commanders music?
It could be, but I don't know. Oh, there you go. I don't have the machine in front of me.
All right, thank you, man.
Cakes usually plays that. They're not winning the division.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested in that. I just want to get to the playoffs.
You just want to get to the playoffs.
It's fine.
If they're going to get to the playoffs, it's going to be as a wild card.
But I do kind of agree with the sentiment that Jaden gives us a shot every week. He gives us a better shot than just sort of, oh, anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
Yeah.
But you got to play.
We have to play great.
You got to play great football to beat them.
Yeah. It's okay. We've done that before. We've upset people before. Mm-hmm. Definitely capable of winning
the
game.
Well, this team hasn't.
Well, we're definitely capable of winning on Sunday.
Yeah.
100% capable.
It's a big one.
I don't know if we're going to do it, but we're definitely capable of doing it. I'm going to be all in. It's going to be one of those games where I'll be emotionally invested from the get-go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to give away, we're talking about Yacht Rock. We're going to give away 2 tickets to go see Toto, Christopher Cross, Men at Work. That's going to be next summer. Wednesday, August 13th, the Jiffy Lube Live.
That's a great show.
Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 right now will get 2 tickets to that show. And also when we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, and we'll talk to him about all the games, but specifically about the Commanders-Eagles. Stay with us.